At the 2013 Ag Connect Expo, I'm visiting with Greg Schwab with Koch Agronomic Services. Greg, it's great to see you here. Tell us first a little bit about the company and how things are going now since we've, you know, had some changes over the last couple years.
Yeah, so it's great to be here. We have had a lot of changes. The company is relatively new still. We started in 2010. And we're part of a much bigger fertilizer company, Koch Fertilizer. So in 2010, they decided that we needed some enhanced efficiency fertilizer products. That started with an acquisition of Nidemann fertilizer line. That's a Georgia-Pacific product, or was a Georgia-Pacific product. And then quickly in October, we also acquired Agritane International. And so it's been a great ride here.
Yes, it's been interesting to follow that. Here at this show, what are the kinds of things you expect to be talking to the attendees about?
Well, nitrogen management, and it's a key. So oftentimes farmers do a great job of picking their variety. They think a lot about weed control and things like that, but we find that, you know, the nitrogen decision or the fertilizer decision is made pretty rapidly, and oftentimes they can overlook some things in nitrogen management simply because they just don't see it.
So what would be some of the main product or application trends that you want to talk about, especially in regards to the Agritane line?
Yeah, so our Agritane line of stabilizers are inhibitors that are designed to go into fertilizer to prevent nitrogen loss. So Agritane nitrogen stabilizer goes into urea or UAN and prevents volatilization loss from surface applied fertilizer. Agritane Plus goes into UAN exclusively, liquid nitrogen, and it prevents volatilization loss and also slows nitrification, and so you get less leaching and denitrification loss.
Let's talk about a term that I think, applying to what the sector of the industry that you're in, very, very applicable right now, and that's scientific integrity.
Yeah, so we've been working with the university researchers all across the country. We want to bring new products to the marketplace in addition to our Agritane line of products. The way you do that is make sure that you understand the mode of action of those products and really understand when they work and when they don't, so that we can bring value to the farmer. And so we work with land-grant universities all across the country. We actually have some graduate students that we're funding, and so not only are we developing new crop products, but I think we're also trying to develop new talent for the industry.
So when it comes to this practice of scientific integrity, how would that affect what the company's planning for future product introductions, for example?
Right. So, you know, we really research new products. We have an R&D program that's pretty large, based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and all of those products are very rigorously tested, not just at the bench in the chemistry lab, but then they're taken to the field. And so we have products right now in R&D that have been there for probably about 4 or 5 years and still haven't come to the marketplace because we're still trying to understand, you know, their effectiveness.
So, you know, what you're doing, and when we talk about nitrogen management, it really ties into a lot of what we call precision agriculture today in terms of application, for example. How about commenting on this idea of scientific integrity, and how would that make it pay to the bottom line for your customers?
Yeah, so, you know, I guess I'm reminded of a story of a farmer that went to a show just like this, and he came back and told me, well, I can grow 300 bushel corn easily. He said, all I did was I walked down this row, and he said there was 10 people in that row promising me a 10-bushel yield increase, and he said, so then I could take my yields from 200 to 300 bushels per acre. Well, we all know that doesn't work, right? And so you have to understand when a product is useful, when it's not useful, and then make your decisions based on that, not just on somebody's promise at a trade show. So we always encourage farmers when they come by the booth, talk to their county extension agents, talk to their state specialists, find out what products are really right for their particular situation, and then make a wise choice.
So that's a way for them to kind of make sure that what they're looking at does adhere to this idea of scientific integrity.
Right. I think there's not very many people that would pick out, say, corn varieties, for example, without doing some homework. You know, and we're just encouraging them to do the same thing with fertilizer products.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Visiting here with Greg Schwab with Koch Agronomic Services. We're just kicking off the 2013 AgConnect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.